909 with Dan and Stephanie on 106 WCOD. We don't often have guests on our show, Stephanie, so when we do have them, we make them a good one. On the phone with us is Russell Hannon. It's going to be at the Boston Globe annual travel show, which is happening this weekend.
Well, Russell is the ultimate ultra, economical travel expert. And I read a stat the other day about how most Americans plan their vacation in the month of January. You get your tax money, you're ahead of the year, and you're looking at what am I going to do with my extra money here? How am I going to budget for travel? So I'm glad to have you on, Russell. How are you?
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you write a book, by the way, if you ever need somebody to work for you, somehow Stephanie,
I would love to,
manages to get these trips for like dirt cheap, and I still don't know how
I
or
did.
Why.
I got to go to Europe twice last year. So when you said you wrote this book because you start dreaming, start traveling is the name of your book. Now, what made you just decide to do this? You were sick of not traveling?
Well, you know what? Ironically, for years I just felt I couldn't afford to travel, and when I did start, thought I had to settle for just taking one trip a year, would spend months saving up for that trip, and
right.
often came back and spent a few months paying off the balance. Ironically,
right.
though, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I work in lean management, and so what I do is I use lean principles to leverage different strategies to multiply my savings while traveling.
So, like, give me an example. What is, like, expensive mistakes that people make when they travel?
Well, you know, ironically, it's often the first decision you make when planning your trip. It's where and when you decide to go. It's often to the same places as everyone else at the same time. Long weekends, holidays, peak summer travel season. And people often come and say, Russ, I'm going to Disney World in March. How can I save money when I'm going
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you really can't.
Sure. There's things that we can do to help that, but you could really, if you open up your options, from a vacation perspective, there's no one place so amazing that no other one will do, so prioritize places where you have friends and family that you can stay with. Prioritize places in low-cost countries versus countries that are more expensive. And by tapping into the sharing economy, you can often get by for not much more than what locals pay to stay in some places.
I noticed when you went to Scotland last year, you just said, I'm going to Scotland.
Well, because you know what? I saw a really good deal. Providence Airport is closer to us than Boston. So Providence just became an international airport, and they were running great deals. And we got round trip right into Edinburgh for $263. So for us, I was like, I'm not going to let this deal pass. I bought the tickets first and then planned my vacation around it. Is that wrong?
Well, no, that's a great tip, and yeah, something easy you could do. You can go to Google Flights and click the airport you want to fly out of,
exactly,
and it's got a map of the world, and it'll show pins of the least expensive flights to all these cities all over the world. So if you click on nearby airports that are close to your hometown, that's one quick way that you can double, triple your options in terms of fares for cities you want to visit.
That's exactly what I did. And so I started there and I was like, all right, cool. So we got that one done. We did Iceland and we did that in February, which is not a high travel time to go to Iceland. And it ended up being the perfect time to go there. And we stayed at an Airbnb, which I felt like I got more bang for my buck because we were able to save money by eating in and we had a kitchen.
Oh, and you know, in Boston right now, you've got some very inexpensive discount airlines that are flying through there. There's a few Icelandic airlines. One of them is WOW Air, and I believe they've got $100 fare one-way trips from Boston to a number of cities in Europe, and you can even get a free stopover for up to a week in Reykjavik, Iceland.
I had never heard of the airline WOW until she took it.
Wow.
And I was kind of making fun of her, like, WOW, we made it.
That's what I said.
We made it. WOW.
It's not a luxury airline by any means. Like, your bum hurts after sitting in that seat for a while because they're old planes. But we got there, and the people were wonderful, and their service was great. It's just not very comfortable. That's all I have to offer you there.
And you're going to have to pay more in add-ons and surcharges. So if you're checking a bag in the overhead bin,
right.
even on the plane, you'll have to pay for that. But you know, there's some things you can do, actually. I've got a few luggage jackets. So these are basically bags that unfold into jackets that you wear when you walk on the plane. And
that's great.
There's different ones out there. So that's one way that you can really load up on how much you bring with you.
You're like walking luggage, then.
That's great. That's a good way to save, though, because that's what we did. We backpacked instead of having all these luggage things, so it's cheaper for us to do that. I just saw somebody recently on a I forget what it was, an American airline or US something, where they wore all of their clothes, but they were actually removed. They were told to leave because they were so bulky and cumbersome. But you've got a great idea with that jacket. I like that.
Well, Lisa, I think I saw that story in the news, and I think some people have been passing out on planes because of that, because they're just so hot from wearing 12 or 13 layers of clothes.
The Boston Globe annual travel show is coming up this weekend, the 9th through the 11th. We're going to give away a pair of tickets here.
Yes, so 888-770-WCOD if you would like to go meet Russell Hannon along with a bunch of other people. It's the 13th annual Boston Globe travel show. And if you're looking to travel anywhere and you're looking for tips on when's the best time to buy and what advice and stuff like that, we'll take call number 3 right now. And we'll give you a pair of tickets at the Seaport World Trade Center this weekend.
And Russell, one more time, if you don't mind, just plug your book.
Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less.
That's what I have to do.
I could talk to you for hours, Russell, because I have so many questions on to pick your brain. So I'll buy your book first before I bother you again.
We'd love to be back on again. Thank you for having me.
Thanks Russell.
Bye-bye.
Happy travel.
Thank you. You too. No, I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere, but I might.
But when it is time to go, I don't want to spend, you know, everything that I have.
Well, that's it. Especially you want to avoid the pitfalls that other traveler mistakes make and how much, you know, you spend on a hotel and other stuff where you can save. Why not check into it?
That's right. All right, 916 with Dan and Stephanie.